Welcome to Mimiki TV. Get ready to break through barriers, fuel your faith, pursue your purpose, and market your message so you can impact the marketplace for God. Hello friends, it's Mimika Cooney and welcome to a new episode of Mimika TV. Now today I wanted to hop on and just offer some encouragement. Now I know for those of us living in the USA, we've had some tumultuous times with the way the world has gone, and it creates a lot of unknown, uncertainty, and anxiety. And I know myself, I can get sometimes caught up into the moment if I allow myself, but what I have realized is that there is always a time to begin again. So the reason for today's encouraging word is that I just really feel we all need to hear and just refocus back on what God has for us in this new season. Because no matter what the circumstances look like or feel like, it can be hard to see the wood for the trees when you're stuck in the middle of it. But I wanted to offer you some encouragement today to say that it is time to begin again. You can begin again in the way that you think, with your mindset, your priorities, and your decisions going forward. Because let me read you something. Now, this is from my favorite version of the Bible, the Message Bible. And this is Isaiah 52. And it says, wake up, pull on your boots, Zion. Dress up in the Sunday best, Jerusalem, holy city. Those who want no part of God have been culled out. They won't be coming along, but brush off your dust and get to your feet, captive Jerusalem. Throw off your chains, captive daughter of Zion. And then we go to verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger bringing good news, breaking the news that's all's well, proclaiming good times, announcing salvation, telling Zion, your God reigns. Voices, listen. Your scouts are shouting, thunderclap shouts, shouting in joyful unison. They see with their own eyes. God is coming back to Zion. Break into song, boom it out, ruins of Jerusalem. God has comforted his people. He redeemed Jerusalem. God has rolled up his sleeves. All the nations can see his holy muscled arm, everyone from one end of the earth to the other, see him at work doing his salvation work. So God's word never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, that our circumstances might change, but he doesn't change his mind. So it's good to know that he is always working out things for our good. And he has a plan, even though it can sometimes feel like we don't know what that plan looks like. But let me encourage you today that no matter where you are, no matter what your circumstances are, spend some time in the Word and just really start to ask yourself, like, what am I hearing? And is this a lot of noise? Or what do I need to do? Because sometimes it's just a matter of being resolute and steadfast, holding on to the promises and the words God's given you. Because you know within your heart, especially when you have a Holy Spirit within you, he speaks all the time. But we allow the noise and the news of the world to drown that out. And people can get themselves in such a tizzy and the nick is in a knot when they start getting upset about the negative things that they hear. But this definitely reminds me of growing up in South Africa. We were just used to having political instability that we just had to wait and see. We had to just carry on, you know, pull up our boots and keep going no matter what, that today, tomorrow, the dawn will come. And even though it might feel dark right now, there was always a dark period before the light. Even though today is a quick word, I just wanted to encourage you and tell you that just to keep pressing on, press into the Lord and to find out what he has for you. And you will see in time that things will calm down. You know, everything will eventually be revealed. The things that need to be dealt with, the things that need to be let go, because we are in a new year and a new era and a new season, which is always great. It's a time for a do-over. So let me encourage you to give yourself some time to begin again. Sit and write down your goals or your aspirations and your thoughts and feelings and start to process that and just allow the Lord to work through you. So for those who are interested, I do have an opportunity, an invitation for those listening to join my launch team. I have a few book projects that I'm writing, as well as some other authors I'm helping, and we would love people to join our launch team. If you're interested in reading and reviewing books and would like to get involved in the behind the scenes, come and join me at mamikakuni.com/launch team. I would really love to be a part of that. We do need your email address, so that is super important, so we can send you out all the goodies. And people who are part of our launch team get an early bird view on the content. So if you want to get your hands on copies of our books before they hit the general public, then make sure to sign up at mamikakuni.com/launch team. And again, make sure to click to subscribe and to follow our channel if you're on YouTube. And make sure to rate and review us on all podcast audio platforms. We really would encourage you to share this. If you have found this word encouraging, we would love to hear from you. So make sure to take care and to keep resolute on focusing on what God has for you. And I look forward to connecting with you again. Bye. Are you ready to fulfill your God-given potential? Come join our mentorship program called Heart of a Champion and unlock the greatness within you.